Shalom Aleichem. Good morning, everybody. We're observing the yard site of Mr. R. Bisvel, Zechayim Levrache. I was very moved when I heard that he left instructions during his lifetime that when they bury him, they should bury him with his Gemara Chulin. He learned Chulin by Rav Soloveitchik, and the Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik was so, had such a chiba for the Rebbe. I feel that the reason why he felt so close to me was because he felt I was a hemshech of Rav Soloveitchik. I feel the same about Alan Goldstein also, the Rav's doctor, that after the Rav was unable to come to New York, so he started to take care of me. He felt indirectly he's still taking care of the Rav. So I felt that Mr. Arbisveld's chiba for me was because of his, he has such a strong chiba for the Rav. So that's why I decided today, rather than to say original Chidush Torah, I'd rather say all the things that I heard from Rav Soloveitchik. I'm sure people would rather hear things from the Rav than from me. When you get to the end of Masechta Psachim, the whole Masechta assumes that you can bake the matzahs well in advance of Pesach. When you get to the very end of the Masechta, we don't have it in Rashi in his commentary on the Gemara, when the Rashbam at the end of Pesachim, but the Rishonim quote, Talmidim of Rashi quote in his name, when you get to the end of the Masechta, you realize that you have to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach. Why so? So there are really two different versions why. So most of the Rishonim, the more popular explanation is that there's a hekesh between Korban Pesach and Achilas Matzah. The Gemara has towards the very end of the Masechta that according to the Tanna, Rav Loza ben Azariah, that you have to finish eating the matzah by Chatzos. You have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. That's a din deraisa. So that din carries over to matzah as well. And you have to finish the afikoyman by Chatzos. And because there's a Sveika Dedina, Tosis is not sure whether we paskin like Rav Akiva, like Rav Loza ben Azariah, whether Chatzos is deraisa by Korban Pesach or only derabbanan. So therefore, Tosis recommends, and Shulchan Aruch recommends, you should finish eating afikamen by Chatzos. So they quote, most of the Rishonim quote in the name of Rashi, that the hekesh between Korban Pesach and Matzah doesn't only apply with respect to the Zman Achila, it applies with respect to the Zman Afiyas HaMatzahs. That just like you have to be makriv the Korban Pesach in the afternoon, you dalad in the afternoon, so too you have to prepare the matzahs, you have to bake the matzahs, the dalad in the afternoon. Some other Rishonim have a different version of Rashi. They say the Rashi was mak, but you have to bake the matzahs and Erev Pesach, but Erev Pesach in the morning is also good. So what is the mocker for that? So Rav Soloveitchik liked, he enjoyed saying over his suggestion that all the Rishonim quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that it's not proper to eat Ochal Matzah Erev Pesach is improper. So there's a machlokes, the Balamor and the Ramban, when does that apply? Balamor holds that the prohibition of the Yerushalmi eating matzah b'Erev Pesach only applies after Chatzos. When the Iser Chometz is present, then the matzah is called matzah. When there's no Iser Chometz, then the matzah is not matzah. It's only called matzah in contrast to Chometz. So the Balamor holds that that only begins after Chatzos. When there's an Iser to get Hanoi from the Chometz, Chometz is also banah after Chatzos ben Torah, and the Ramban disagrees, and he says no, that the zman hamitzvah ach b'yam rishon tashbisu. So the Gemara understands yam rishon doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, it means prior to Pesach. In biblical Hebrew, rishon and achron doesn't always mean first and last. Sometimes it means prior to and after. So the mitzvah of tashbisu applies on Erev Pesach in the morning. The Iser Esei, Tashbiso, is an Iser Esei and a Kiyum Esei. So the Kiyum Esei, most assume, is in the morning before Chatzos. Ach Chilek, you split the daytime part of the day in half. The Kodim Chatzos, it is man of the Kiyum Esei, and Lacha Chatzos is man of the Iser Esei. So since there is a Shem Chometz in the morning already, so therefore there's a Shem Matzah in the morning. So that's why you look in the Sefer HaNayor, that's my basement, Rosh Hashanah Rashi. They say they were makmer. Rashi was baking the matzahs in the morning. and Erev Pesach, not after Chatzos. Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's the biur. Yeah, why can't you, the Leil Bedika has a Shem Chometz on Leil Yud Dalet also, that's Midirabbanan. But on the level of the Raisa, there's no Shem Chometz at night. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say over, there's a Dion in Achreinim. Some Achreinim came up with the idea, not only is it Osir Midirabbanan to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach Bayom, before Chatzos and after Chatzos, also the night before, Leil Bedikas Chometz also. Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of Rav Chaim that he didn't follow that opinion at all, because we say Shabchol Alelos on Oichlam Chometz and Matzah all the nights, including last night Leil Bedika, we can eat Chometz or Matzah. So you see that Leil Bedika, you're not mechuyev to be machmer so far. Some Achreinim are machmer, some contemporary swarm they're machmer, shouldn't eat Matzah Leil Bedika as Chometz. So the Pashtus is that on the level of the Raisa, there is no Shem Chometz on Leil Yudav. Shem Chometz only either by Yom Yudalid after Chatzos, according to the Balamor, according to the Ramban, even in the morning, because there's man of the Kiyum essays in the morning. So since there's a Shem Chometz, therefore it's possible to have a Shem Matzah, and you have to bake the Matzah Lushmo. So you can't create Lushmo a Matzah if there's no Chal Shem Matzah. There's no Chal Shem Matzah unless there's a Shem Chometz. Because the Gemara says you're only Yotzeh with Matzah that's Bole Dechimotz. It's only called Matzah if it's a contrast to Chometz. In the beginning of the Masechta Psochem, the Gemara darshins from the pasuk Leiro Locha Chometz Leiro Locha Sor. Why the Locha twice? The Gemara says Shalchoi Atarai Abalatarai Shalachirim Shal Gavoyim. So Shal Gavoyim means Hegdish. If the Chometz belongs to Hegdish, I don't violate Bal Yiro by Motzei. And Shalachirim Rashi translates Shal Nochrim. Why does Rashi translate Shal Nochrim? You could say, Poshib Shadab, the Chometz belongs to another Jew, so he's going to be, Rashi couldn't visualize non-observant Jews, he's going to take care of the Bal Yeruah. So what do I have to worry about him? If it belongs to a guy, I don't violate Bal Yeruah by Matzim. But the Pei Yeshua and the Vilna Goy and many in between them, many assume, or Rav Soloveitchik assumed also, that was the Pshat and Rashi. The Rashi Shita is not like Tosfos. Tosfos learns that the Gemara says, Menatara bevitol bi'alma sage, if you're mevatel chametz, so you're not in violation of Bal Yeruah. So Tosfos translates, bitl chametz means hefker. If you're mafke the chametz, Rashi doesn't learn like Tosfos. Rashi learns, if you're mevatel chametz, then you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tashbisu. By making a declaration, the Rishonim said that it's hiskima daita, the das ha-Torah. He makes a declaration. He doesn't plan to eat the chametz, or gain any benefit from the chametz, or sabachil, or sabano. And he's maskim, he says, as far as I'm concerned, it's ka'afra di alma. It's worthless. I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to eat the chametz on Pesach. So that's the fulfillment of the kiyuman mitzvah. Why didn't Rashi learn like Tosfos? A bitul chametz means you're mafkir. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that the Ramban and the Chidushim, the beginning of Pesachim, quotes a machlekes hatanoim from the Talmud Yerushalmi. One Bryson Yerushalmi holds that you violate Bal Yeruah by Matzah and Chometz Shel Hefker. In other words, there's no requirement that to violate Bal Yeruah has to belong to me. If it belongs to Akum, if it belongs to Hegdish, if the Chometz is owned by a Bailim who's not Muzar on Bal Yeruah, so that Chometz is Mufka from Bal Yeruah. But if the Chometz is owned by another Jew who is Muzar on Bal Yeruah, so then not only is he in violation of Bal Yeruah, even if it's in my room, it's in my house, I'll also be in violation of Bal Yeruah. If a goyish worker comes on Pesach to fix something in my apartment and he brings with him a sandwich, I don't have to ask him to remove the sandwich. I'm not mekabel achrayus on it, so it's not my problem. But if a Jewish worker comes, a non-observant Jew comes with this sandwich on Pesach, I'm not permitted to allow him into the house with the chometz. Because I'll be in violation of Bal Yeruah. Chometz Shal Yisrael Acher, there is Bal Yeruah. It doesn't have to belong to me. There's no requirement it has to belong to me. Chometz Shal Hefker doesn't belong to anybody. But if it belongs to an owner, it belongs to a Bailam who is Muzer on Bal Yeruah, by Matzeh, then this Chometz is subject to Bal Yeruah. So even I'm in violation. Relevant for university students who share an apartment with Nochrim, or with non-observant Jews. So the Nochrim, there's no problem. You don't violate Bal Yeruah and Chometz Shel Nochri. But the Chometz Shel Yisrael Acher, even if Leiki B'lol of Achrayis, there would be a din of Bal Yeruah by Imotze. The Rav mentioned there's a Pilpul Sefer on Pesachim called the Or Chodesh. That's the one, the Chassam Sofer, when he was a teenager, his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, recommended that he should go learn by the Or Chodesh. So he traveled, it was quite a distance, and Rechnitz traveled till he got there, and he didn't enjoy the Shiurim, because they were all Pilpulim. He didn't enjoy the Pilpulim. So he stayed there for a short period of time, and he went back home, and he never expressed the fact that he was upset with the Rebbe. Why did he send him to Rechnitz? Later on, it turned out that that's what saved him in the Sefer Chut HaMeshulosh, which has the biographies of the three generations. Rebbe Kiveger was the father-in-law of the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer was the father of the Ksav Sofer. And this Chut HaMeshulosh was written by one of the sons of the Ksav Sofer. And he has all the family stories about the grandfather, about Rebbe Kiveger, and about the great-grandfather, and then about the Chassam Sofer and his father, the Ksav Sofer. And he has a lot of stories there. He has one story that years later, when the Chassam Sofer was already in Pressburg in Hungary, there was a dinter between two balabatim. And they went for the Mekach Toys. One sold merchandise to the other one. It was faulty merchandise. So they went to the Chassam Sofer for a psak. So he gave a psak and he wrote down the psak on his stationery. Then the government found out about it. And they found out that the merchandise that the first Jew sold to the second Jew was brought into the country without paying import tax. And that was against the law. And the fact that the Chassam Sofer gave up psak and he didn't consider the fact that the whole merchandise was illegal. So they wanted to put the Chassam Sofer in prison. Why he's not telling the Balabatim? Why he's just paskening as if it's okay to avoid paying taxes? So Chassam Sofer claimed he didn't even know what the merchandise was. They just had a din Torah in abstract, and the judge was not going to believe him. He was going to put him in prison. So the story goes in the Chut HaMeshulosh that every courthouse has a policeman or a guard in the court to make sure that nobody disrupts the proceedings of the court. So the guards just stand there. They don't get involved in the court case. So in this instance, the policeman in the courthouse asked the judge permission. Your Honor, could I ask a question? So the judge was stunned. So he said, yeah, why? Why do you want to ask a question? He wants to ask the defendant, Chassam Sofer, did you ever live in Rechnitz? So he says, yeah. He lived there so many years before as a teenager. He lived there just for 3 weeks. He said, Your Honor, the man is innocent. He can't be guilty. Why not? Because he says, when he used to be a policeman of Rechnitz, and he had to stand in front of the shul, in front of the synagogue. And this young man, the Chassam Sofer, when he was a teenager, came because his rabbi told him he should go learn by the Or Chodesh in Rechnitz. So he would always come to the synagogue every morning, and he would always say to me, the policeman standing over there, good morning, officer, with such derech eretz for the government. Good morning, officer. He said, I can't believe it that now that he became an adult and a prominent rabbi, now he's going to violate the din and machus. It can't be. It must be that he's telling the truth. As a young teenager, none of the teenagers, not a non-Jewish teenager, had any respect for me. They had no respect for the government. Only this young fellow. Cannot be that he's guilty. He must be innocent. So he was acquitted. So then he understood why the Rebbe sent him to learn by the Or Chodesh. But Rav Soloveitchik mentioned that the Or Chodesh HaMesachim has a kasha. How can Rashi say that one is in, how can Rashi imply that one is in violation of Bal Yiroa Achemto, Shal Yisrael Acher? There's a Mishnah later on Mem Vav. The Mishnah talks about Ketz Mafrish and Chala Betuma on Yontif. If somebody mixes flour with water, it makes Pesach Dika flour with water, but if you let it sit long enough, it's going to become chametz. So he has to bake it quickly. So if it would be Chala Tohoira, and Isa Tohoira, so then he can bake the Chala Tohoira, and a Kohen can eat it today. On Yontif, it's Ochal Nefesh, but it's Chala Tameya. So Chala Tameya, the Kohen is not allowed to eat. So that's not, there's no heter to bake unnecessarily. If it's not Ochal Nefesh, you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to bake it on Yontif. So the Mishnah discusses, what do you do? Ketz Mafish and Chala Betuma. If the whole Isa is Tameya, what do you do with the Chala? So the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shua says, Ein zuch chametz shemusar mala ba'yura ba'imatze. You don't violate ba'yura ba'imatze because the chametz doesn't belong to you. So who does it belong to? So the Or Chodesh says it belongs to the Shebet Kohuna. When you mafresh shuma, you mafresh chala, it belongs to all the Kohanim. So all the Kohanim are Jewish. So how can Rashi maintain the Shita, only chametz shel acherim, chametz that belongs to a nochri, you don't violate ba'yura because the bala chametz is a bailam, not muzaram ba'yura. No, but over here, the bailam are the Kohanim. They're also Jewish. And the Mishnah said, you're not in violation of ba'yura. So doesn't it contradict what Rashi said? So the Rav pointed out, no, if you look in the Rashi and Memvah, Rashi continues to say what he wrote in the beginning of the Masechta. Rashi says, after you'll give the challah to a kohen, then you would violate Ba'yura Ba'imotze, because the kohen is Muzar and Ba'yura. Before you give it to the kohen, after you mafresh challah, before you exercise your tovus hanoah, they give it to a particular kohen. Who does it belong to? It belongs to Shebet Kohuna. Shebet Kohuna is a chaloshen bailam. It's like a corporation. It's not a group of 1,000 or 100,000 kohanim. It's not a shutvis. It's a chaloshen bailam. It belongs to the corporation. So the corporation is not Jewish. It's not a human being. It's not a person. So that's fakert. If you look at the Rashi over there, Rashi himself seems to repeat again what he wrote in the beginning of the Masechta, the Chemtzo Shal Yisrael Acher, one would be in violation of Bal Yeroah, only if it's Chometz that belongs to the Shebet Kuna. Shebet Kuna is like Hegdash, like Acherim, like Akum. It's a Bailim who is not Muzar on Bal Yeroah, by Yimotze. There's a famous Rosh in Arbe Psochem on Daf Kuf, where the Gemara says you have to eat Morer, so the Rosh raises the question, is it necessary to have a Kazayas of Morer? Because it never says a loshen achila by mora in the chumash. Never says achila. It says al matzah amrorim yochlu hu. You should eat the korban pesach together with matzah amor. If it would say you should eat mora achilas mora, the ain achila b'chusim b'kazayis. So you need a kazayis. But it never says you have to eat achila amor. It says yochlu hu on the korban pesach. So he raises the question. Maybe there's no need for kazayis. So the Rosh says he thinks you do have to have a kazayis. It's only 1.5 lines. The whole Rosh. But it's implicit, that's the question that he's asking. And the answer is, yes, he needed kazayis, because we recite the bracha, shekedishana b'mitzvah, so b'tzivanu, al achilos marer. So since we say the bracha, al achilos marer, so therefore he needed kazayis. So the Shagasariya asks Akasha, so why did the Chachamim introduce anusach ha-bracha to make everybody crazy? They should have said a bracha al mitzvah marer. Why do they have to say al achilos marer? They would have said anusach ha-bracha al mitzvah marer, so he wouldn't have needed a kazayis. Furthermore, Achrenim ask Akasha, there's a Beferish in Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes, and Lamed Hei, Amed Aleph, till Lamed Hei, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, all about matzah. Then Lamed Tes, Amed Aleph. The Mishnah says five different vegetables that are acceptable for Morah. And then it says, Amid Starfim, Mizeh, Mizeh, to be Mashlam, Nashir, Kazayis. So it's Beferish in the Mishnah that you need a kazayis for Morah. So what was the Rosh Mesupak where they need a kazayis for Morah? Of course, it's a Beferish in Mishnah. So Achrayim say, Rav Soloveitchik adopted this position. Achrayim say that Bisman Shad Besamigdush Hayekaim, the Rosh understood that Dabar Poshut that he needed Gazayis. That's the Mishnah on Lamed Tes. The Rosh in Suffolk only was Bisman Hazeh, because the Gemara says that Mora Bisman Hazeh is only Midir Rabbanon. So what's the Biur? So therefore, what? So Rav Soloveitchik explained the Biur is that the Mora Bisman Hazeh is the Rabbanon Zechal Amigdush. So what does it mean, Zechal HaMikdash? Zechal HaMikdash is the mitzvah. We should make a Zechal HaMikdash. Zechal HaMikdash is what motivated the Chachamim to introduce a mitzvah of Achilas Mora. As much as Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, even though the Chumash never says you need Achila Mora, says Al Matzah Mora Yochlu Hu, you should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with Matzah Mora. But it's self-understood that you need Achila Mora. So in Achila, Pchusim B'Kazayis. But the Shaila B'Zman HaZeh, they introduce Achilas Mora, Zechel HaMikdash. If it's only a mitzvah of Zecher, so you can make a Zecher with less than a Kazayis. But if you say that it's not a mitzvah of Zecher, Zechel HaMikdash is what motivated the Chacham to make a Takana. And the Takana was that we should continue the mitzvah called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun, just like Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash or Yikayim. The mitzvah was Achilas Mora, so to Bizman HaZeh, the mitzvah is Achilas Mora. A lot of times you have what motivated the Chacham to make the takana is one thing, And then the Nusach HaTakana, the Etzem HaTakana, doesn't necessarily follow what motivated them. So that was the Sofik of the Rosh, where the Morab is Manazeh, is only a Kiyom of Zecha LeMikdash, Tzion Dorishein Lo Mechal, the Bayit Risha, the Gemara in Sukkah says, based on the Pasuk and Novit, Tzion Dorishein Lo. Oh no, maybe the mitzvah is because of the consideration of Zecha LeMikdash, they reintroduced the mitzvah of Achilas Mor. So the Rosh is right, not from the Nusach HaBrocha. The Shagasari understood that the Rosh is bringing a riot from the Nusach HaBrocha. Why did we say Al Achilas Mor? So the Shagasari says, so why did they introduce a Nusach like that? They should have composed the Nusach HaMitzvahs Mor. So you wouldn't have required a Kazais. So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, it doesn't mean for the Nusach HaBrocha. The Chok Yankiv HaNechos Pesach and Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Oruch, why don't we have a bracha when you eat Zecha LeMikdash, when you eat the Koirach, Zecha LeMikdash? So it says, whenever a mitzvah is a Zecher, then the Chachamim never introduced a Bichas HaMitzvah on that. Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole explanation. Why? You only say a bracha when there's a Maisa HaMitzvah. Zecher, you're Mekayim the mitzvah b'machshava. So there's no Bichas HaMitzvah on that. So the Rosh is bringing a raya. When the fact that there exists a bracha, forget what the nusach is, even if the nusach would have been on mitzvahs mora, when the fact that there's a bracha on achilas mora bisman hazeh, bisman hamikdash, the avada was a bracha, and the avada you needed a kazayis, that's the Mishnah Lamedes. But bisman hazeh, if the mitzvah would have only been to make a zecha lamikdash, then it doesn't make sense to have any bracha at all. From the fact that there is still a bracha, that itself is the right, that Zecha LeMikdash is just what motivated the Chachamim, but the essence of the Takana de Rabbana was that you still have a mitzvah more. That's why you still say a bracha. On the first day of Pesach, the Gemara has in the beginning of Maseches Tainis that we bench Tal. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that the Yochid should not, that's his community, the person woke up early, there's only one minyan in Shul, and he wants to daven a musaf early, and he wants to say, stop saying mashabo, wants to say morid atal. So it says, the yochid is not allowed to be makdim before the tefillas hatzibur. He can't stop saying mashabo ruach on his own. You have to wait till after the hachroza in the shul. What about when it comes time to say, v'sein talamot alevach and baruch aleinu? So rov haposkim hold that you don't begin in the morning, that you begin the night, of either Saint Talamata, you say either Zayin Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael, or in Chutzlot you say December 4th. So that's a machloikas haposkim. Rav haposkim hold that you don't need achrozes hatzibur. Even if the yochid is going to daven before, then in the community there's only one shul with one minyan, but he can daven before them and he can say Saint Talamata. Why should there be a difference? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that in Mashav HaRuach, we're describing to Ori Hashem, we're describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atagiba, Mechal Kachayim Bechesed, Mechayim Besim, Rachim Rabim. And we say that he's the one who Mashav HaRuach, Merid HaGeshem. So you're going to change to Ori Hashem. In the summertime, you don't say Mashav HaRuach. In the wintertime, you say Mashav HaRuach. So whenever you change your description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he may be describing an Avodah Zarah. So you need the reshus of the tzibur. Everybody, the whole tzibur together, has to agree that this is, he's supposed to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu according to your perspective. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? The Gemara says that after the Churban Bayis Rishon, so the Nevi'im start saying, Ati Gibur. How can he say HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where do you say the Gemara is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He allowed the Goyim to destroy his home, to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. I can say, Ata Gibur, he's not all-powerful. Until they decided, no, Hein Heng V'roysav, B'chol Mokm Shat HaMotzav, V'lasav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shamat HaMotzav V'son Nusi. His Gvura is that they destroy his Beis HaMikdash, and he doesn't say a peep. So the Nusach HaBrocha has to correspond to what seems to be, what HaKodesh Baruch Hu seems to be doing. So we have to say Mashav HaRuach in the wintertime, in the summertime not. Because in Eretz Yisrael, there's no rain in the summertime. In the wintertime, there is rain. But whenever you change to Ori Hashem, there's an issue that if you give a different description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it may mean that there's a different religion, you're describing a different God. That's what the halacha requires. You need the rishus of the tzibur. The change of the whole tzibur together is not going to be worshiping Avodah Zarah. But in the same Talamata, you're not changing to Ori Hashem. You're asking for what you need. So when you need rain, so you ask for the rain. So for that, you don't need the rishus of the tzibur. The Tur quotes from the Rosh that he didn't understand why we don't say the same Talamata all year long. Why do we only, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Middle East, there's a dry season. When you go touring in Eretz Yisrael, when you go visiting in Eretz Yisrael in the summertime, you never have to take along an umbrella or a raincoat. You know, it's just not going to rain. It's very rare that it rains. I remember I was once there on Sukkot and it was raining. That was a Yotze Min HaKlal. It's very rare that it should rain in Eretz Yisrael on Sukkot. In America, it always rains on Sukkot. In America, there is no season of the year that there's no rain. In New York, they have records for over 100 years, how much rain fell every day. So that was the Rosh's taina when he moved to Spain. He didn't understand why we don't say Mashiv Aruah, why we don't say V'sein Talamata all year long. So the Rosh had this argument. He was outvoted. The Tur quotes the Chuvus HaRosh. So then Chuvus HaRosh also, that the Rosh had the argument we should say V'sein Talamata all year long. He was outvoted, so we don't say. But we don't really understand why he was outvoted. So Rav Soloveitchik said, Rav Chaim's practice was, and he said he followed it as well, that all summer long, starting from Pesach till Sukkot, when you bench Geshem on Sukkot, so he would recite V'sein Talamata Lebracha in the end of Shema Kaleinu, before you end off Kiatur Shamea, because that's the din. If you forgot in the winter time, if you got to say V'sein Talamata, but you reminded yourself before Shema Kaleinu, so you say there in Shema Kaleinu. So the Rosh was outvoted, we don't understand why. So we don't say V'sein Talamata and Baruch Aleinu, but we should still say in the Shema Kaleinu, because the Pashtus is like the Rosh. Rav Soloveitchik didn't know, though, what did Rav Chaim do about Mashiv HaRuach. Did he say Morid Atol, or did he? Because the Gemara seems to say in the beginning of Maseches Tainus that doesn't make any sense to say V'sein Talamata Levrocha without saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem. There's a season that we say Mashiv HaRuach. That's the beginning of the rainy season, but you don't yet ask for the rain because we don't need it yet. That's from Sukkot, from Shmini Atzeres. We start right away on Shmini Atzeres. We say Mashiv HaRuach, but we don't start saying Talamata until Zayin Cheshvan, until December 4th. But the opposite doesn't make any sense. That you should say all summer long, we should say V'sein Talamata and Shema Kaleinu, but maybe the Rosh is right, and you're not going to say Mashiv HaRuach. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't know what Rav Chaim did. He said, maybe he said, he personally says, Marvid Atol, because the Gemara says, B'di'evit, if he said Marvid Atol instead of Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, he said, there may be some other answer. He doesn't know. The Chazon Ish writes a different answer. The Chazon Ish thinks that the same Talamata depends on the country where you live. You live in the Southern Hemisphere, and there they need the rain. All the seasons are fakert. They need the rain in that part of the year that we consider summertime. Then you say the same Talamata in the summertime. But Mashiv HaRuach, that depends on the official country of Eretz Yisrael. So that depends on Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. So it could be Rav Soloveitchik. He didn't know what Rav Chaim did with that. He said his practice is that he does like Rav Chaim. He said the same Talamata in the summertime. Shema Kaleinu, but he says Marvid Atol in the second bracha. In the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara has the discussion Kol Mitzvos Kulam Mevorach Aleihem Oyvel Asiyosam. And Rav Soloveitchik used to give shiurim every couple of years on Yerideus. On Yerideus, Siman Yutes, that's a siman about Birchas HaMitzvah. So they quote the Shach has a long arichas there. There's a machlekes, the Rambam, and the Oros HaRuah. What if a person put on the talis and tefillin, he daven shachris, he took them off. Then after he takes off the talis and tefillin, then he realizes right away he forgot to say a bracha when he put it on. Or he put it on, it was too early to say a bracha. It's before Mashiach Yeris Chaveiro. So then you're supposed to say the bracha when you get to, after you say Yishtabach, you should say the bracha. So he forgot, and he didn't say, he already took off the talis and tefillin. So the Rambam writes a few times, Masha nase kvar nase fafalin. He already took off the tefillin. It doesn't make any sense to say a brocha on the mitzvah. And the Yorzarua brings a raif in the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Pesachim, the very last daf, that there's machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, where they say Birchas HaPesach Pateres is Birchas HaZevach or not. So the Yorzarua says, what's the Echitimtza? Pesach is Nechal Al HaSova. So he's going to eat the Chagigas Arba Osa before he eats the Korban Pesach. So how can you say Birchas HaPesach Pateres is Shal Zevach, because Iker and Tofel? But if you eat the Tofel before the Iker, then you do have to say a bracha on the Tofel. He's always going to eat the Chagigas HaBosa before he eats the Korban Pesach. So what's the whole discussion over here? So the Azura says, the Mishnah, the very last Mishnah in Pesachim, is talking about a situation where the fellow, by mistake, he ate the Chagigas HaBosa already and he forgot to say the Birchas HaMitzvah. He didn't say the bracha l'achilas hazevach. Now he's about to eat the Korban Pesach, and he realizes he didn't say the bracha on the chagiga. Should he say two brachas? He should say l'achar asiyosam, a bracha on the chagiga sarba'osa, and now mikan al habos say a bracha over asiyosam, l'achilas hapesach. Or do you say, no, it's ikar, bichas ha'ikar, pateres shel tofel. Let him just say a bracha on the Korban Pesach, and that'll cover the chagiga that he ate already. So the Ozeru brings a raif on the last Mishnah in Pesachim that you can't say a bracha l'achar asiyos. The Rav Soloveitchik was fond of pointing out the Rambam in the very beginning in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam has a lashon, kishem shemivorchem al ha'hanoe, kach mevorchem al kol mitzvah, mitzvah v'achakach yasa oso. What do you mean, kishem shemivorchem? Just like you say, shakal nibidvor, when you drink a cup of soda, so they say, ashayotu, after you walk out of the bathroom, what's kishem? The Mishnah says, kishem shemivorchem al ha'toivo, kach mevorchem al ha'ro, the Mishnah in the end of brachas. So the Gemara asks, how do you say kishem? It's a different bracha. When a wonderful thing happens, you say, ha'toivo ha'meitivo, you say, shachyonu. When a terrible tragedy occurs, you say, Baruch Dino Emes, how can you say kishem? The Gemara says, no, the bracha has to correspond to your perception. Your perception is that this is a tragedy, so the Nusach HaBracha has to be Baruch Dino Emes. But we're supposed to have a muna, call my David Rachmana, the Tavavid. So when we recite the bracha, Baruch Dino Emes, when a tragedy, what appears to be a tragedy, we're supposed to recite the bracha b'simcha. Very difficult. A tragedy occurs, and you have to say the Nusach HaBracha, Baruch Dayinu Emes, because the Nusach HaBracha has to correspond to your perception. But you're supposed to recite the Bracha with Amunah, that it's really called Madarabah, Latavavid, and you're supposed to recite the Bracha B'Simcha. It's very difficult din. So the Gemara understood it because it says Kishem. Kishem means that there's a connection between the two, that there's some tzarat shavah, some common denominator. So how does the Rambam say, Kishem Shem Baruch HaMala HaNoeh, just like this, it didn't. Also, Lohanes Morel HaMazai B'Lai Brochi, neither Brochi Zamatir. So Leitchin was always fond of quoting the Yerushalmi, that whenever you recite a Bichas HaNene, Bichas HaZuhi Pidyoina, Kol HaNene Morel HaMazai B'Lai Brochi Moal, because everything in the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hegdish, and if you're Nenem and HaHegdish, it's an Issa Me'ila. So you have to recite the Brochi before you get HaNoeh Sa'el HaMazai, Brichos Zuhi Pidyoina. That's Poida the Hegdish. It's Yotel Lechula, and therefore you're not in violation of Gezel, not in violation of the Mi'ila, which is Gezel Hegdish. So the Rambam says, Kishem, just like you say Bracha on Hanoa, so to you say Bracha Mitzvahs. What's the common denominator? So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, that's the Shitas Rambam, that it's not Menator, but the Rabbanon. You can't just walk up to the White House, knock on the door, say, I want to talk to the President of the United States. The guards won't let you. They'll put you in prison. You need a matir to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Min Rabbanan, it's also to fulfill a mitzvah before a matir. So just like you need a matir to enjoy Hanos Olam Hazeh, the mitzvah, the Oseh Lohanos Mara Olam Hazeh B'lei Baruch, the Baruch is a matir, so too, the Chachamim wa Misak, and you need a matir to fulfill the mitzvah. The Gemara says in Brach, the Shach there in Simon Yotes quotes the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, if a person ate food, he forgot to say a brach in advance. And he finished eating all the food, he has nothing left. So the Gemara says, it doesn't make sense that he should say a brach now. You can't be matalem afreya. he already violated the issa. So the Gemara argues the same should apply to a mitzvah. How can you say that the Gemara is mashma beferish like the Rama? Just like you can't be mata da hanu ala mafreya, so the Gemara says an equation. So too, it doesn't make sense to say the brichas hamitzvah after he did the mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik said the pashtus in the Gemara is the way it sounds from this Rama Kishay, that the brichas hamitzvah is also, it's mata you to observe the mitzvah. The Gemara says that there's one, the Gemara in Brochus there, I think it's Daphnum Beis, and the Gemara in Psachim and Dav Zayin, the Gemara says, Tavah b'yola, when a ger converts and he's tovel in the mikveh, he has to first, if it's a man, he has to first have a bris milah, and after that heals, then he's tovel in the mikveh, and then he becomes a ger. Mobile Tovel is still not Jewish. He has to be Tovel in the mikveh. So the Gemara says, Tovel be Allah, when the gear comes out of the mikveh, then he recites the bracha, Shekhadishana b'mitzvos of Tzivanu ala tefillah. So the Gemara says, how come he doesn't say the bracha over lasiyasam? The Gemara says, Hakati gabra lochazi. He's not Jewish yet. So he can't say bracha, Shekhadishana b'mitzvos of Tzivanu. He's still a Nochri, because gear Shemobel Tovel is still a Nochri. He's not Jewish yet. So kach tikno chachon, that they should say the bracha after his tovel in the mikveh. Lacham asiyos. So Rav Soloveitchik told us in Shir, he all of his lifetime he never participated in a geiris, with one exception. There was a family in Boston. I think he said the husband was a musmach from the yeshiva, and they had no children, so they adopted a baby girl. And he participated just to sympathize with them. He participated in the bezin for the geiris. So he wasn't thinking, he didn't think it out in advance. But Shas Maisa, he was wondering that the infant, the baby girl was a little infant, so the child didn't say a bracha. So probably the bezin should say the bracha. So the bezin is Jewish already. So maybe the bezin should say the bracha. The geir himself, who is an adult, who says a bracha ala tefillah, cannot recite the bracha till after tovel liola, after he comes out of the mikveh. But here with the bezdin, the Ravid wrote a sefer Bali HaNefesh, has all the dinim of taras hamishpacha, has a dinim of mikveh, mikvoes, and about brichas hatefillah. So the Ravid writes like this, where Rav Soloveitchik first originally thought that when it's a ger katam adbila mosa adaz bezdin, the bezdin's going to say the bracha. So there's no need for the bezin to wait to recite the bracha l'achar asiyasam. Let the bezin recite the bracha in advance. Oyvel asiyasam, because all the three members of the bezin are Jewish already. So let them say the bracha ala tefila oyvel asiyasam. So then Rav Soloveitchik, he didn't realize that the Ravid says like that. That's what he thought initially. Then he thought maybe not so. Since the Chachamim made a takana that the birchas hager, according to the Rambam, even b'di'evad you can never say a bracha l'achar asiyasam. So, and by ger tovel, they made an exception to the rule. So he thought maybe the exception to the rule was that the birchas hatvila of the ger is a bracha on the chalois of the ger. It's not a bracha on the maisa mitzvah. Maybe it's a bracha on the chalois. It should dafke be lacharasiyosim. Not only because akati gabalochazi, that's what motivated Chachamim to make a different kind of a bracha. Maybe this bracha is on the chalois. He gave us possibility of birchas hashchita is on the chalois. Afrash hashtruma maybe is on the chalois. Different bracha on the shalrosh maybe is on the chalois of kedushas yisrael that he gets. So he thought maybe it's a bracha on the chalois. Even if it's a ger katan and the bezin is going to recite the bracha, maybe they should dafke recite the bracha l'achar asiyos. That's what he said. B'shas Maiseh of the tefilas ha-tinokes, he was thinking like that. The Maiseh now in the New York area, I think New York, New Jersey, I think the common practice is that, there was a chassidish rebbe a long time ago, the Bnei Yisoschar, Rabbi Hirsch Melech Dinever. So he wrote the Bnei Yisoschar a sefer of chassidus and Kabbalah a lot. But he wrote a sefer Derech Pikudecha, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes in one place in Be'er Aloche. Derech Pikudecha is like a sefer mitzvahs. It just goes to the middle of Mishpatim and it conks out as 50 some odd mitzvahs. I think they're not sure historically whether the author never wrote the rest or the rest of the manuscript was lost. But so he talks a little bit about Bezen being Megayer, a Ger Kotten, maybe no bracha is recited at all, because we paskin like the Gemara in the first parak in Ksubis that Higdili Yechadim Limchas. Whenever you do an act of Zochen Liodim Shlei B'fanav on behalf of someone else, the Gemara says, when the person first finds out about it, if his instinctive initial reaction is that he doesn't want the matana, let's say someone was Zecha Matana on his behalf. So if he's Tzavech Metchila Be'atzov, he says, I don't want it. So then he breaks up the whole Zochen. So the same thing, let's say, Yezecha Eshtar Shichur for Rebbe Knan. He says, I don't want it. So Nisht is Nisht. He breaks up the Zechir. So here also, if you're Megayer Ager Kotten, because we assume that it's an act of Zechir, then when the child Higdilu, Yechalim Limchas, when he reaches, he or she reaches Bas Mitzvah, Bar Mitzvah, they say they'd rather remain a Goy, then they undo the whole Zochen. So maybe that's what the Derech Pikudecha suggests. Maybe, even though the Rav is, the likelihood is that it's probably not going to be Moicha, but in Brachas, some Paskim hold that you don't even go Basa Rav. Chacham Avadya has a tshuva about this. Achreinim talk about it. Maybe it's still called the Safik Brachas Lahakal, even though the Rav is that the Bracha is going to be correct. It won't be a Bracha Lamatola, but maybe a Safik Brachas Lahakal is much more inclusive than Sveika the Ramona Lakula. And even a Rav wouldn't be enough. He wouldn't follow a Rav. So that's, I think, the common practice here in New York and New Jersey, that when we make a Gayer Ger Katan, we do not recite a Bracha, because it may turn out later to be a Bracha Lamatol, if the child will be Moicha later. So we don't say the Bracha at all. Not Oivel Asiyos, not Lachar Asiyos. Either Ravid says Beferish that you do say the Bracha. So there's room to understand the Ravid Shita happens to be that Safik Brachas Lahokel is not an independent klal. It's a restatement of the klal that Sveika the Rabbana Lakula. But the Poskim point out, according to the Rambam, Safik Brachas Lokal is much more inclusive. The Chamishna has like that than other Poskim hold. So it's possible that even if you have a Svek Sveika, you still don't say a Bracha. Even if you have a Rav, you still shouldn't say a Bracha. So that's the common practice today. Maybe I'll close with one final word from Rav Soloveitchik. We'll see if we have enough time for more. The Shulchan Aruch has the quotes for the Rav Yoh in Hilchas Sfiras HaOmer, that if a person thought that tonight is the 12th night of Sfiras HaOmer, and he says the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he says the Brichas HaMitzvah, Shekvishan Tzotzman, he thought he was going to say 12. And then after he finishes the Bracha, he realizes that it's 13. So he doesn't have to repeat the Bracha. And this is based on the Gemara in Brachas at the end of the first Perek. The Gemara has a Shaila. If a person has a cup of beverage, and he thought that it's wine. So he says the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. When he recited the first half of the Bracha that has the Shem of Malchus, he intended on ending off to say that it's 12th day of Sfira. And then by the time he gets to the end of the Bracha, he realizes that it's not so. He ends off, he says 13. So that's a suffix in the Gemara. Pasach Adaita Dechamra, V'siyen B'deshichra. He thought that it's wine, and he's going to say Bor Pe'agofen. Then he realizes that it's beer. So the text of the Bracha was correct, but his Machshava at the beginning of the Bracha was, he thought when he said the Shem Hashem, that it's wine, and if he would have ended off Bar Piagov, and you wouldn't be Yotze on beer with the Bar Piagov, but he ended off correctly, Shach on the Yimidvarai. So then it's a suffix in the Gemara, and Tesis quotes the Rif that Tesis says La Locha, that they say suffix brachas lahakam. You don't repeat the bracha. So they quote from Rabelvala Soloveitchik in the Shiurim Amenochis that he was bothered with Akasha. The Gemara Sofik is, if the fellow was going to say Bar Piagofen, and if he would have said Bar Piagofen on wine, he wouldn't be Yotze. But then at the end, in the middle of the bracha, he realized that it's beer and it's not wine, and he ended off correctly. So that's the room to be Mesupik. When he said the Shema Malchus, he intended to end off differently to say Bar Piagofen, in which case he wouldn't be Yotze. But Lebesov, he said the whole text was correct. But here, whether it's the 12th day or the 13th day, the bracha is exactly the same. The only difference is, are you going to say the correct date or you're not going to say the correct date? So what does it have to do with the Sofik and the Gemara? Why does the Rav Yoh say that this is really a Sveika, the Din and the Gemara? And since Sofik brachas lahokal, therefore you go lakula. So the Brisker Rav, they quote Rav Elbel Soloveitchik, yes, the Kashan, he didn't have a teretz. So Rav Soloveitchik, always before Yamim Tovim, he always used to dedicate Shurim for Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Sfira Saima. Every year he would say a little bit about the Moyadim and so on. So on one occasion, he pointed out the Vilna Gaon asked this kash, and the Bir Agro and the big Shulchan Aruch, and he gives a teretz to Rav Elvelis kash, the Gro asked the kash. So he says the Rav Yoh is Lishi Tosai, because the Mordechai quotes the Rav Yoh, who says that when you say Sfira Saimer, you don't say the bracha al Sfira Saimer, everybody says Amen, then you say Hayom Yamechad Ba'imer, Hayom Shnei Yamim Ba'imer. You say al Sfira Saimer, She Hayom Yamechad Ba'imer, then everybody says Amen. It's not a bracha, and then you count the sfira. The mitzvah of sfira sa'ima is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. You say shahayim, and the bracha ends at the very end. So it's exactly the same as what the case in the Gemara was. He thought it's a cup of wine, and he's going to end off the nusach ha-bracha borei pri hagafen, in which case it wouldn't be yotze if he said borei pri hagafen, not beer, you're not yotze. So here, he planned on ending off the bracha, shakjam tason al sfira sa'im shahayim, Shnei Masa Yoim Ba'omer Shem Shavua Echad and Chamisha Yomim, whatever happens to be. That would be incorrect. The end of the bracha is Shehayoim Shnei Masa Yoim Ba'omer. Then you say Amen at the end. You don't say Amen after Al Sfira Sa'omer. So the Vilna Gaon says the Rav Yoz Lishitasai that he holds that you add a shin Shehayoim. And the Sfira Saimer mitzvah is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. It doesn't have a bracha in advance. The whole mitzvah is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. So that's why it was the same as the Gemara. So the Rav Yoh finishes the whole sentence. So he says, "This mancha des hamigdush hoyakayam and Sfira Saimer used to be a din deraisa. If a person would make such a mistake, even though the birchas ha-sfira, the bracha on Sfira Saimer is only made the rabbanon." But the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer is deraisa, so then we would have said sveika lechumra. Let's say a person ate kidei sviya, and he doesn't remember, he's a little tipsy, he doesn't remember if he said birchas hamazon or not. So then the halacha says, safik brachas lahachmir, safik deraisa lechumra. But if the person ate not kidei sviya, the person had less than kidei sviya, and he's not obligated to bench menatar d'ochia birchas hamazon, and then he has a safik, Safik birach, safik lo birach, then you go lakula. So that's what the Rav Yoh says. If it would be bizman shabes hamigdush hayakayim, even though the birchas ha-sfira is mid the rabbanan, but the mitzvah of sfira is mid ha-tayra, so then we would have said, safik deraisa luchumra, we would have made the fellow repeat the mitzvah. Because mid the rabbanan, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah properly. He was supposed to do the mitzvah in the form of a bracha, and he thought, he was thinking that the Shema Malchus is going to end off the bracha with 12, and really he ended off with 13. So that would be a suffix deraisa l'chumra. But since Sfira Saimer b'zman hazeh is only the Rabban, that's what it says in the Rav Yoh. Since Sfira Saimer b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, so therefore we say suffix brachas l'chumra. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that the Bir Agro asks the Brisker Rav's kasha, and it gives the teretz as well. We all love the Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim. I think Chaim Arbisfeld used to have a tremendous hanoah. He loved Rav Soloveitchik so much, he wanted to be buried with his Gemara Chulin, such a chiba to the Rav. Yehi zichra baruch.